Can't get enough of Rebel Girls? Well, luckily, the Rebel Girls app is now completely free. That's right. You can listen to the entire library of goodnight stories for Rebel Girls ad-free. Plus, check out the app's cool features, like activities, trivia, custom playlists, and more. All parent-trusted and kids-safe. Find out more at rebelgirls.com/audio and download the Rebel Girls app today. Thanks for listening.
This egg cream is delicious. I wish the chocolate syrup inside wasn't so expensive. If you'd like to save some shekels and have some fun at the same time, make sure you tune into King of the Egg Cream, available wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, howdy there, folks. Welcome back to just another day in Midland Springs. Oh, wait. Actually, you're in luck, because today ain't no ordinary day. Today, there's a new trend that's taken over the town. Even Tommy can't wait to jump on the bandwagon.
Unigrow, get your Unigrow right here. Lucky unicorn horn growing drink.
You heard that right. Mr. Something Something, owner of Midland Springs' only soda saloon, is selling a brand new concoction, Unigrow. They say it brings you luck. Or at least Mr. Something Something says it brings you luck. But Style isn't so sure.
I don't know, Tommy. I'm just not so sure.
Come on, Style. You drink some bubbly water, grow an awesome horn on your head, and get good luck forever. What's not to like?
But Tommy, Mr. Something Something is known for selling fake goods all the time.
Now, I know some of you are concerned because I, Mr. Something Something, am known for selling fake goods all the time.
See?
But there is a rational, easy explanation for this. Unigrow is different.
See, Stal? A rational, easy explanation.
And if you still don't believe me, well, maybe you'll believe Midland Springs' favorite barber, Pete Skizzers.
I drank Unigrow not but a week ago, and as you can see, I have this beautiful unicorn horn right between my eyes.
That's a beautiful horn.
Why, if I had a unicorn horn like that, I could do all sorts of things.
Like what?
I don't know. Unicorn stuff?
And since I grew this horn, I've been unusually lucky. I haven't stubbed my toe, and yesterday, I found half a penny on the floor of my barbershop.
See, so? Horn on his head, and a half a penny in his pocket. Oh, I gotta have one!
Oh, and looky here. Our fine sheriff is in line. Get on up here, Mr. Tumbleweed. This one is free. Free in terms of freely given out. You still have to pay. Three cheers for Tommy.
Sparkling water.
Yep, that's the bland taste of unicorn horn. Who wants to buy a next one?
I want one.
I'll take three.
Wait, you want three horns?
So I can do three times as much unicorn stuff?
While the townsfolk all lined up to buy this new elixir, Stal was still feeling suspicious.
I still feel suspicious.
But that's when he noticed an empty bottle of Unigrow rolling around on the ground.
What? Where?
Right by your feet. It has a label, reads Unigrow.
Oh, thanks, narrator. There's something fishy about this bottle. Wait a minute. There's a label under the label. Plain old sparkling water. So Mr. Something Something is lying. I knew it. Hey, Tommy, look at this. This isn't Unigrow at all.
Oh, that doesn't prove anything, Stal. Maybe Mr. Something Something just reused the bottles. Recycling is important. It probably brings good luck, too. Now, excuse me. I've got to go drink my Unigrow. It really does taste like sparkling water.
guess I'll need more proof that Mr. Something-Something is lying. Maybe if I can catch him in the act of, whatever he's doing.
Hey, Stal.
Oh, hey, narrator.
I think people are getting a little bored hearing you talk to yourself, so I'm just gonna skip forward a little until nighttime.
Oh, you can do that?
Sure can.
Wow, I can't see anything.
Open your eyes, Stal.
Oh, that's better. I can see it's nighttime. And over there, I see Mr. Something-Something sneaking into the back of that house. I'm going to get a closer look.
Being sneaky, being sneaky. Little old Mr. Something-Something is being sneaky.
Wait, why does he have a backpack full of horns and glue?
Just gluing on horns while I'm being sneaky. Just gluing on horns while I'm being sneaky and singing about it. Just little Mr. Something Something gluing on horns and being sneaky.
So that's his game! He sells expensive sparkling water, calls it Unigro, and then glues unicorn horns on people while they sleep. I gotta tell Tommy! Oh wait, he's sleeping. Ugh! I gotta wait till morning.
And just like that, it was morning.
Thanks, narrator. Tommy, open up. It's Mr. Something-Something. I figured it out. He's...
Good morning, Stal.
Tommy, you've got a horn.
That's right. Unigro worked. See, I told you. Went to sleep last night feeling all normal, and when I woke up, I had this lucky little beauty right here. And guess what? I found a half penny. See? Isn't it shiny?
But Tommy... It's not a real horn.
What do you mean, not real?
I saw Mr. Something-Something last night. He was gluing horns on people while they slept. The bottle is just sparkling water.
Don't be silly, Stal. That would mean this horn on my head is just glued on and didn't actually grow from a magical bubbly drink that suspiciously tasted exactly like sparkling water.
That's exactly what I'm saying, yes.
I don't know, Stal. I feel pretty lucky. Watch, flip this coin.
Okay, heads or tails?
Heads!
Tails.
Yeah, but I'm still feeling lucky. Best out of three? Best out of seven!
Tommy! It's all fake! Look, I'll prove it to you. Tonight, we'll catch Mr. Something-Something in the act.
Oh, okay, but that's a long time from now. We just woke up.
Well, don't worry about that. Narrator? Narrator, we'd like it to be nighttime.
Stal, who are you talking to?
One second, Tommy. Narrator, can you please make it night? You're embarrassing me.
Oh, sorry, I was on my break. Okay, let's see, where was I? Later that night.
See? Night!
Oh, yeah, the narrator can make it day or night.
Was I the only one who didn't know?
Pretty much. All right, see you guys later. I'm going to go back on break.
Tommy, look!
Doobity-doo, being sneaky, doobity-doo. Little old Mr. Something-Something is being sneaky, doobity-doo.
What's with the backpack?
That's where he keeps his horns and glue.
Wait, now hold on, Stal. He could just be going for a nightly walk.
Just breaking into somebody's house. Just breaking into someone's house. Just little old Mr. Something-Something breaking into this guy's house.
Okay, I admit, that is suspicious.
Let's stop him before he glues someone else's forehead!
Looks like Tommy and Stow are just about to catch Mr. Something-Something in the act. Let's give them some time to catch up to him. Maybe a little commercial break will give them the cover they need. See you in a minute!
As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business, from the launch your online shop stage all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/realm.
Do you like to laugh? Ah, who am I kidding? Who doesn't like to laugh? So, okay, if you love to laugh, you'll love Don't Break the Rules. It's a hilarious comedy improv podcast where the voice actors make up their lines on the spot and try to be the only actor who doesn't break the rules. These talented actors are great at coming up with silly scenes and stories when they follow the rules for the episode. And it gets even sillier when they accidentally break the rules. The stories are guided by suggestions from kids like you, and the episodes feature laughs, burps, and the occasional unicorn. So if you'd like to giggle and play along, be sure to listen to Don't Break the Rules wherever you listen to podcasts.
Welcome back, and just in time, too. Tommy and Stow are just making it to the house that Mr. Something-Something broke into. Keep your voice down so it doesn't notice you.
Do you see him, Stow? It's so dark in there.
Right there, by the bed.
Just gluing on horns while I...
Hold it right there!
We got you now, Mr. Something-Something.
What, this? I'm sleepwalking. Boo, boo.
I don't think so. Sleepwalkers don't say boo. That's ghosts.
Mr. Something-Something looks like you're about to glue a fake unicorn horn onto my forehead. This is the weirdest dream.
I'm afraid this is not a dream. Mr. Something-Something has been selling sparkling water to everyone in town and then gluing fake unicorn horns on their head while they slept.
Then could you leave my house? I'm still in my pajamas.
Oh, I can help with that. The next morning, the whole town had gathered outside.
Wow, it feels like nighttime went by so fast.
How come we're all out here? I don't remember walking out here.
Hey, I'm still in my pajamas.
Sorry, my power has limits.
People of Midland Springs! You may notice that Mr. Something-Something has been lying to you. Unigro is fake!
What? That's preposterous.
Not any more preposterous than having a unicorn horn suddenly. You've been sneaking around town gluing those onto people's heads while they slept.
You can't prove that.
Well, let's check your bag here. Fake unicorn horns, bottle of glue, blueprints to everyone's houses.
That doesn't prove anything. Everyone has that in their backpack.
But what about this? Lyrics to Mr. Something-Something's Sneaky Sneaky song. Here, it says, just gluing on horns while I'm being sneaky. Little Mr. Something-Something lying to everyone in town and selling them fake Unigro Sneaky Sneaky.
Yeah, okay. I lied about Unigro. It's just sparkling water.
I paid a lot for that bottle.
Yeah, and this horn's brought me no luck whatsoever.
I bought 3 bottles, and you glued 3 horns to my head. Now I can't even see.
Mr. Something-Something, I think you've got some splaining to do.
Would you believe me if I said it was an accident?
No!
What if I said I was hypnotized?
No!
Okay, well, I guess I'll tell you the truth.
No!
Wait, we mean yes.
I found a barrel of sparkling water, and I thought I'd sell it faster if I said it would grow a unicorn horn and give you luck.
But where did you even find the horns?
They're not really horns. They're just clay. I've been getting really into pottery lately.
And what about Pete Skizzers?
I also left some half pennies in people's houses. Not on purpose. There was a hole in my change pocket.
I want my money back!
And get these pottery horns off my head!
And I want a real lucky penny!
How about I sell you a lucky penny for 5 cents?
No! No more selling lucky stuff! And folks, I hear ya! That's why Mr. Something-Something promised to personally remove every horn and give you a sincere apology to every one of you!
What? I never said that.
It's either that or spend some time in jail.
But glue remover is so expensive. Ugh, fine. Just form a line over here and I'll take care of it. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
You did it, Tommy!
Not yet. Now it's my turn to apologize to you, Stal. I'm sorry.
Sorry for what?
For not believing you. You're my friend, and I should have listened. I promise to never take you for granted again. And thanks for solving that mystery.
No, anytime, Tommy, anytime. At least the town will go back to normal. For now.
For now, indeed. Tune in next time for another adventure in the Old West. Is Mr. Something-Something really sorry? Does he have more tricks up his sleeve? Is Mr. Something-Something even his real name?
It's not.
See you next time, folks. And you know what? Just for fun.
Hey, it's nighttime!
I just changed into my morning clothes!
Oops, sorry, didn't see you there.
Go, kid, go!
Hi, my name's Ren, and my best friend Drac is a vampire. Oh, but before you freak out, let me explain. Drac isn't like other vampires. He doesn't thirst for blood, he thirsts for knowledge. Each week, we hop into the Coffin of Curiosity for a spooktacular adventure to learn about everything and anything, from how the sun works to why we burp. We have lots of fun, so join us! I promise that the only thing Drac will drink up is information, okay? Worst case scenario, he squirts you with some sunscreen. Search for Drac on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts for the ride of your life.